Morning, Dr. Schnitt, dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry of Monica D. Dominicis, D-E-D-O-M-I-N-I-C-I-S. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 10/29/24, Mrs. D. Dominicis performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/11/24, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Virginia Moss. This goes to Dr. Spears. On 10/29/24, Mrs. Moss performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 95%, period. The patient walked 410 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 92%, period, of paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Philip Holt. This goes to Lorena Mauney, M-A-U-N-E-Y, FNP. On 10/29/24, Mr. Holt performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. And when compared to a study dated 7/19/23, there's been improvement period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lois Smith. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 10/29/24, Mrs. Smith performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/9/24, there's been no significant change period to paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Leslie Monsees, M-O-N-S-E-E-S. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 10/29/24, Mrs. Monsees performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of the airways obstruction, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of restriction. Compared to a prior study dated 2/6/24, there appears to be no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, mild restriction with a mild reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Wayne Flatt, F-L-A-T-T, and this goes to Dr. Strickland. On 10/29/24, Mr. Flatt performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of the forced vital capacity with continued normal flow rates, period. New paragraph impression. Continuing on Mr. Flatt. I'm coming. I had to bring this up on the computer. Probably normal study with improved effort after bronchodilators, period. And when compared to a study dated 4/30/15, there's been improvement, period. Thank you.